Welcome back to the Daily Nugget, Daily Property Insights. One topic, 20 minutes or less. Myself, Lawrence Lotz, and today joined by Andrew Armstrong, a mortgage specialist. And AJ, welcome back to the show. And our first point out there at the moment is 5% deposits for home loans have been around for a while. They've been exceptionally hard to actually get or go down the pigeonhole to be able to get these. But I know some rules have changed about the around the 5% deposits. Can you talk us through what has changed and is it almost easier to be selected or get a 5% deposit for a mortgage at the moment?
Yeah, okay. Well, good to obviously be back and chatting about property and finances and mortgages, etc. But it's a bit of a hot topic at the moment. And you're right, it's been around for quite some time, but it's typically been a bit of a Goldilocks zone that you have to fall into to be able to qualify for some of these low deposit loans. Recently, a lot of the caps and criteria have been loosened or changed, which means that there are a lot more people who are able to qualify to get a 5% deposit home loan or a 95% loan from the bank based on their situation. So, I mean, essentially, some of the changes are a lift in income caps, the amount that you can earn in a year to be able to fall into this criteria, and the value of a house has been removed. So previously you had to fall within what was essentially the KiwiSaver Home Start grant criteria, where a house had to be below a certain value if it was an existing house or a new build property. Well, the house price caps have more or less gone out the door. So as long as you can afford the 95% loan and fit within the criteria, which is $95,000 for a single or for an individual, or $150,000 for a joint couple in a calendar 12-month year, with a note that if you're single with a dependent, you could do $150,000 as well. Then as long as you can afford the loan with the bank, then you can buy whatever house you want.
You know, it seems that's great. I mean, look, it's an interesting time of the market. Interest rates are exceptionally high. Property month on month is coming back. On the last 12 months, we're still positive. I think yesterday officially we're third month in the row of going back in a very small percentage. So that this is great to open the opportunities, but it still will bring us a partial risk. You know, taking on a 95% loan at 5 to 6% interest rates at the moment is quite a heavy cost to carry. So yes, it does get you into the market space, but it might get you in higher risk into the market space because of having to service that mortgage almost.
It is. With any financial transaction, any loan, you do need to make sure you've checked the numbers and make sure you can actually afford it. Interest rates, who knows where they're really going to go. They went up very quickly over the last 12 months and specifically over the last 6 months. Any first home, so just to clarify that this is only available for a single house as a first home buyer, but any house, any purchase, you're responsible for your own finances. So you do need to check the numbers. And we often go through that before anyone starts down the process of getting a mortgage underway. What's it actually going to look like for me in my circumstance? under this criteria, under this special deal, what you might have seen in the past with low deposit loans for a bank is that they'll charge you a fee or they won't give you the best interest rates possible. Yep. Or be a premium on either the carded rate or a special rate. But anyway, you would normally be expected to pay a higher rate because of the risk. Based on the banks who are offering this this product, you get the standard advertised rate, the special rates, essentially if you had a 20% deposit. And the reason for that is it's sort of underwritten by Kangaroo. There are criteria that you, again, need to meet. It needs to be checked off by them in order for you to fit into that. You do need to fit within that. You do need to pay KO there is a 1% premium paid as part of this process, which means that you're able to get involved there and it's added to the loan. So In essence, it could even be a 96% LVR loan.
Something that I wanted to point out, something we spoke about off the air, was you could get I'm just going to use round numbers for people. $1 million property, 5% deposit required. So that's $50,000. Nice, easy number. Under this criteria at the moment, you can also get that deposit as a gift, can you not?
That's right. Yeah. How good is that? So you're able to get a gifted deposit if you don't have it yet. And that, that could come from your family going, hey, look, here's $50,000, go for it, which does make it a lot easier for those first home buyers. You can use your KiwiSaver out in that circumstance as well. So as long as you've been contributing for a minimum of 3 years, you're able to withdraw your KiwiSaver, less that $1,000 kickstart contribution from the government.
Yep.
And or if the house cap, if the house purchase is actually within the Homestart grant range, for example, $875,000 for Auckland, new or existing houses, you would be eligible for that Homestart grant as well. And that varies whether or not it's new build or existing, but you could use that as part of your deposit. So there are all sorts of avenues to be able to get your own 5%. Essentially, if need be, get your parents or a combination of the two to get going. Just to give you a bit of an idea, let's say a two-year fixed rate with a bank and you're getting $950,000. Just to give you a bit of an idea of servicing as well, assuming that you pay the 1% premium or you're borrowing in total $950,000, the weekly repayment on that at 5.5% is approximately $1,245 a week. So it's you still need to check your numbers.
Yep.
That's what you're in for. That sort of
part. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for that, AJ. I mean, fundamentally, to anyone that's listening at the moment, from the basic entry point of it, there's easier entry criteria to be able to see if you can be accepted for the low deposit mortgage loan. The threshold of single or joint income at home. You can be gifted the deposit instead of having to have their own deposit as well. So the first home grant is the options out there at the moment. But fundamentally, even though it's easier in the upfront piece, the fundamental piece at the end from the bank is they will take more and look at the applications. You still got to be able to service it. So as AJ said, at the moment, 950 grand is about $1,200 a week. It's a big chunk of servicing on a weekly basis. But it doesn't mean that you're purchasing that $1 million property as your first home buyer, right? You might be doing an 850 or an 875 to get into those caps or those thresholds out there. But it's fundamentally still at the end of the day, the bank to make sure you can service that loan to be able to tick off and go, yes, you can buy it with a gift, or yes, you can buy it with a first home grant or your KiwiSaver, and then you can go and get your first home purchase.
Yeah, exactly. You have to meet all the credit criteria of the lender, of KO, and typically if you don't have a huge salary or you're not at those upper bands, you're going to be borrowing a lot less than that 950. Yep. But ultimately, you know, that's sort of the max that one might be able to borrow. I think a couple of the key points here is that you have to be within your job, having had an established, you know, role with an employer for the last 12 months, or been within the industry for 2 years. You know, your residency, you need to be essentially a New Zealand citizen. To qualify, you can't be on a work visa. What else? I'm just sort of having a quick look at some of my notes here. There are a lot of hoops that you need to jump through, but they're not hard hoops to jump through. Any first home is, you know, it can be a daunting process, and that's where we sort of come in and help, or your mortgage advisor or your bank can jump in there and help you.
One more question to throw to you, AJ. Talk about the banks at that moment. Is this across most mainstream banks, or are there specific banks that these would apply to? Because I know people are going to be going, great, is this BNZ, ANZ, Westpac? Because people are very loyal still, for some reason in New Zealand. We're still very loyal to our banks, forgetting that bank works fast, not the other way around. So is this specific to some banks?
It is. And, you know, those banks can change, shop and change. They are available all online. But, yeah, it's not every bank. And it's also not going to be every bank applying the same policy. And that's where we jump in, or as I say, mortgage advisor. We jump in there and go, right, based on the situation and your current banking setup, we recommend bank A, B, or C, you know, whichever one's going to fit. Help people through this process because there's a lot to do. There's a lot to consider about it, you know, down to the house and the type of house. We get people going, oh, well, I got 5% deposit. I want to buy this wreck of a house and I want to go and borrow some more money off my family and we want to renovate it. Well, no, that's not going to be acceptable. You need to have less than $5,000 repairs required. You know, that might be new carpets, you know, something like that. So the house has to be structurally sound and in a location that's going to be acceptable. Condition that's acceptable. And, you know, the other thing is like, I want to go and build my first house or I want to relocate houses. Keep it simple is the answer. Keep the house. It's your first house. Might not be your forever house. It's just something for you to get into.
Awesome. Thanks so much for that, AJ, and to everyone else as well. As always, thanks for coming over to the Daily Nugget, Daily Property Insights, one topic, 20 minutes or less. And as always, hope to see you tomorrow.